Enjoying the good music? So do we. That's why we have over 5,000 tracks on rotation. Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the island's community station.
Well, right now I'm in Fakenham Farm and I'm here to see Pete May. Pete is doing something rather exciting. Tell us more, Pete.
I'm working the whole day fitting tyres wearing stiletto heels.
Gosh, that must be painful.
It was all right to start with this morning, but after doing about a dozen tyres and about 4 hours, it's getting very painful.
Well, I hope you've had plenty of tea then.
Yep, I certainly
So have you had good support today?
Fantastic support. We got pledged £200 by four ladies to do this. And today so far, another £210. So all in all, about £410 today.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Tell us more about what you're doing for White Dash. Now, I know we've spoken to you before, but for those that didn't hear your original chat with me, tell us more about what you're going to be doing.
Right, on May, we'll be doing a 12-mile walk from my place of work up here at Fakenham Farm in St Helens all the way down to East Cowell's Promenade and the Shoreside Cafe.
In high heels?
I will be doing it in high heels, a minimum of 4-inch heels, all 12 miles.
And you've been practicing, haven't you?
I've been practicing an incredible amount, yes.
So where have you been practicing and how long have you been doing it for?
Right, well, I practice most Sundays. We've been going out through different towns and handing out flyers and meeting people and getting a fantastic response.
You know, that's just fantastic, isn't it? So how many tyres do you reckon you've put on today wearing stilettos?
I have fitted 17 tyres today so far.
So people have actually booked in specially?
Yes, unfortunately people did book in specially just to see me fit their tyres in heels.
Now I saw a little video of you fitting tyre in heels and I thought, ooh, dearie me, you know, have you hurt your ankles yet?
I haven't, because I've sort of practiced quite a lot. I haven't hurt my heels yet or done anything like that, but I've also managed to remain upright, which is a surprise, because we're not on the most even of ground here.
No, I must say, one of your heels is looking a bit suspect at the minute.
Yeah, I think I might get through quite some hills on this adventure.
So how many people have you got to be walking with you now then?
So far there's 5 of us, but I'm hoping to get 10 of us together. But, you know, the guys are a little bit shy on the Isle of Wight sort of thing. So, you know, we've got time yet. So if anyone out there wants to take part, get in touch. You don't have to do it in high heels, as long as it's any form of women's shoes. And let's go out there, have a grin and raise some money.
So tell us again when it's on.
29th of May, and it's in aid of White Dash, which is the support for domestic abuse, based in Newport on the Isle of Wight.
So tell me now about how people can get in touch with you to join in or offer funding or whatever you like.
We've got a Facebook page, which is In Her Shoes, Isle of Wight Charity Walk, or they can pop in at Fort View Tyres. Yeah, just join in.
Thank you so much, Pete. Now, there's a gentleman here who's going to be walking in heels as well, I believe, are you?
Hi, all right.
Hello, I'm just here now with John.
Hi, I'm John, and I'm going to be doing the walk with Peter in May.
You are also part of the family here at Fakenham Farm, aren't you?
Yes, I recently opened a business here, which is Odd Knobs Emporium.
Well, tell us more about Odd Knobs Emporium.
Odd Knobs is a strange place to rebuild record players and radiograms, sells vinyl records and all sorts of odd things.
If you're actually based here at Fakenham Farm next to Kevar's Cafe, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
So what are your opening hours? Thursday to Monday, John opens his little emporium. Now I've been up there and it's rather fantastic, isn't it?
I'd like to think it's fantastic. Maybe interesting, quirky.
So what sort of things do you sell in there? I know you mentioned about record players and vinyl, but I saw lots of other things in there.
Yep, got all sorts of strange and weird wonderful objects, but it's changing all the time as things come in and go out.
Super, thank you so much, John.